Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, number 9.
This is the full.
Okay, so we are in our fifth week. We've just had the knockout rounds, and we've just had the first set of quarterfinal games. Tournament is really taking shape. We're getting our heroes, our villains, everyone. Yes. But the big story, Neymar out of the competition.
That's really sad, I think. That's going to hurt Brazil, though they played quite well today, and Neymar didn't really start. Comparing Neymar to Messi, you know, Argentina loses Messi, that's it. They may as well go home. But Brazil showing today, not so much with Neymar, but it's still going to hurt there.
They will be without Thiago Silva in their next game because he is suspended, I think, really big loss. He scored a great goal today. The two centre defenders getting the goals for Brazil, which is what we were expecting more from Brazil.
That's the Brazilian way, right?
That is the Brazilian way. David Luiz, stunning goal.
Yeah, and that's two in the last two games for him.
Yeah.
Having not scored for Brazil in any other game before that, two in two games.
He's finally living up to his potential for Brazil, I think. Mm. I say that like as a joke, obviously. He's always been good for Brazil, and there's a reason why Scolari keeps picking him. Now, the thing is, if it were under any other circumstances, I would expect Brazil to fight through and make it through the next round. But finally, it seems Joachim Löw has been playing Germany the right way, putting Phil Lahm at right back, you know? You've got the best right back in the world. Let's play him at center mid. I don't understand. It's also it's not like center mid was the position where he didn't have enough players. That is the position where he has too many good players to pick from. So he doesn't pick any of them.
Yes, that moves the right back to there to put a center back into right back.
Per Mertesacker is a good player, but he's not a fullback. And Germany playing with four center backs, it's been showing their weaknesses because they've left too much space in front of the flanks. Ozil playing at right mid is isolated. And this game, well, they get the goal early, so they could just play easy and keep France away.
Yeah, and I didn't really feel that France lived up to their potential. Their first two games, high-scoring, razzle-dazzle football, and then since then they've sort of left to see a bit. Don't get me wrong, the Ecuador game was, they didn't need to get anything out of it, so it wasn't an Ecuador well. Nigeria defended very well in their second round match, and then this game, though, just seemed, they played well in patches. They almost had it there. It was like they're just missing that the last flair.
Yeah, I think this is where you need a player like Frank Ribery. He lifts you up and basically takes the game by the throat. He is one of those sort of players. If he is fit for France, the next Euros, which is going to be held in France, and France keep most of these players, they could be a very good bet, I think.
It is a very young French team. And I would expect a lot of those players to be around for the next quite a few years. Keep at the top of the game enough for the next few years.
And they just have to continue knocking Nasri, I think. Yeah, it's been the magic thing for this French team.
I'd have to agree. That does seem to be the magic talisman. That's the way.
That is the way. So Colombia out. We are all sad to see them go.
But that said, if they'd beaten Brazil, everybody would be sad then. I mean, it was a hard quarterfinal. Which of the two do you want to go through? You know,
well, I think good. Colombia are a power that's here to stay, though.
Yes.
I think all the non-Brazil and Argentine teams in South America, they're really benefiting from, like, it's been, because it's only been this way since, I believe, the 98 World Cup, where all the teams play against each other twice, home and away, which they used to be groups before. Okay. And now there's a lot more money in it because it's set up that way. So even your smaller teams like your Venezuelas, them can play games against Brazil and Argentina, you know, and they come to town and we're interested.
Well, it's going to fill up your stadiums in that case. So yes, it's a bit of a money making at least.
It is a good formation. I think it could do with maybe one or two more teams. So perhaps if the stronger teams in North America, because I think North America have shown they've got a lot of potential, but USA, Mexico, Costa Rica all played very well. And I don't think Honduras did themselves any harm. I'm thinking it almost makes sense for the two confederations to merge and maybe even have three groups in there somehow and do it. But anyway, that's a debate for another time.
That'd be a super federation.
A debate for another time, but yeah, definitely very sad to see Colombia go. But Falcao is still very young, and they've got a very good young side, and James Rodriguez is definitely still very young.
And one to watch.
I think 2018, very strong team. It's going to be hard for a lot of these South American teams in Russia, I think, but they could do it.
Yes, it'd be hard for them, but to be a truly great team, they've got to be able to get out of their natural environment, so to speak, and still play well. So
technically, that means there's only been one really, truly great team, which is Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose Spain has won it in South Africa, so there's two great teams.